My mother used to make me play with a kid named Kenny Krzyzewski. His name's not really Krzyzewski, but you know, I wanted to protect the name, change the name to protect the innocent. I don't know where he lives anymore. But if you can imagine how Coach K's last name is spelled, think about that, because it's germane to the rest of the story. And Kenny was kind of a sad sack kid. Kenny was the kind of kid that he tried too hard to get people to like him, and kids pick up on that, so none of the kids liked him. And I felt sorry for him, but you know, he lived a neighborhood over, so I wasn't exactly investing a lot of social capital in hanging out with him. Because I'm not sure that I would have been brave enough to had I wasn't that kind of kid. It wasn't a rescue mission. But on a hot August day in 1979, Kenny calls and he says that he's made the JV football team at his school and gotten his learner's permit. So it's already been a good day in the life of Kenny Krzyzewski. And to celebrate, he says he's going to come pick me up and we're going to drive out to the county across Loch Raven Reservoir and go to the Jacksonville Fair. And so Kenny shows up in his parents' AMC Gremlin. That's a true story. And he gets out of the car, and he's wearing his new football jersey, and he's so proud. And he's doubly proud because his mother has sewn his name across the back of the jersey, like you do. But he's got this vast constellation of consonants in the name Krzyzewski, and his shoulders are narrow. So she's had to hyphenate his name. So Krzyzewski appears as two different lines across the poor kid's back. And so we drive out to Jacksonville. I should say this too. The Jacksonville Fair, that's an aspirational title. What it really was a fundraiser for the Carroll Manor Volunteer Fire Company. And they're trying to raise money for equipment maintenance. They're not spending money on the premier purveyors of Midway entertainment. So this is a low-rent, itinerant carnival. And so we pay our entrance fee, and we're walking along, and we go past the dunking booth. And the clown in the dunking booth, picture like Harry Dean Stanton coming to after a three-day bender, and then factor in like late career Tom Waits' voice coming across a 1979 Radio Shack PA, and then hose that down with dunking tank water on a hot August day. But this guy's a pro, and he's into it, and so when we go past the dunking booth without stopping, he starts to try to bring us back in, to reel us in. And what he does is he sees the name on the back of Kenny's jersey, and he brutally mispronounces it. But he emphasizes the ski at the end, you know. And the sort of the implied Polish joke gets Kenny's attention. And so we stop, and we pivot, and Kenny plunks down a dollar. And three balls later, he hadn't even been close to the target. I mean, whiff, whiff, whiff. And so another dollar goes down. And just, again, not even close. And the clown is just egging Kenny on. Just you know, and it's dollar and whiff and dollar and whiff. And the crowd starts to gather watching this clown egg Kenny on. And the clown becomes so confident in Kenny's ineptitude that he commits the classic dunking clown booth mistake. And he leans forward because he wants to relight his damp Pall Mall cigarette. And he grabs the bar in front of the dunking booth. And I can't say that Kenny noticed his opponent's miscue and altered his shot. And I can't say that Kenny was like playing the long game and just waiting to lull the clown into a sense of security. But with his last ball, Kenny throws with all the frustration of a kid that gets picked on a lot. And he just drills that clown's fingers against the bar. And the clown just howls and drops down into the putrid depths of the dunking tank. And Kenny Krzyzewski walks away triumphant on the greatest day of his life.